Okay, welcome everyone. Lovely to see you and to meet you. Hello, Virle. Yes, Virle. Okay, Richard. Hi, Richard. Holly. Hello, Sarah, Holger, and John. Just a couple of words that because of newcomers. The first part of this meeting will be a guided meditation, and then you're welcome to pose whatever questions you have, anything that you'd like to discuss. And also, the meeting is recorded, and Holger will be posting it on YouTube. Following a day or so. So just sit comfortably, and just for this meeting, you can let everything be as it is. No need to solve any problems. That you may need to solve. We can solve them later on, deal with issues. But for now, welcome yourself, welcome your experience freshly. Whatever thoughts may appear, bodily sensations, to simply remain as you are, as presence. Not trying to improve or change your experience. So it's a sort of a relaxation, sinking into being. No effort is required or needed to simply be. Awareness is effortless. There is a peace and equanimity. As awareness. There is a freshness and immediacy to this experience. It's not a story that's unfolding in time. It's pure presence. And you are this presence. An image may appear, a thought, a sensation may appear, bodily sensation. You are the aware presence which perceives. The thought that you perceive, or the sensation that you perceive, may have a certain quality, a certain duration, a certain coloring. But the awareness that the reality which perceives has no shape, no size, and no coloring. Which we refer to as I. That which is perceived via the instrument of the body mind is limited, defined by the qualities of the body mind. But that which you are, that which is, that which perceives, is beyond the body-mind instrument. Which I refer to as consciousness or awareness. Like the wide open sky, the wide open sky may appear blue from the perspective of the human visual cortex, but in fact, the infinite sky has no color. From a different instrument, like a gamma ray instrument or a X-ray instrument, perception of the wide open sky is Not blue, it's a bunch of X-rays and gamma rays. But the wide open sky is not made out of gamma rays or X-rays. Similarly, we perceive the world, the body and the mind via the world body mind instrument, via the body mind instrument. Which defines that which is perceived. Perceive colors. But a color blind visual cortex does not perceive color or perceives colors differently. We perceive thoughts which are a firing of neurons within the brain, interacting with the nervous system that's flowing through the body and interacting with the world, temperatures surrounding the body, and the events surrounding the body. They're very specific perceptions that are specific to this particular moment. A thought that arises in this moment is the dance of the current dance of the world and the body and the mind, this moment. It's just constantly changing. But that which does not change in your experience is awareness. Whichever thought you're perceiving, irrespective of the thought that is perceived, awareness remains transparent, colorless, shapeless, formless. That which does not change in our experience is awareness, I awareness, which we refer to as reality. That which perceives. This reality is not female or male. It's not a woman, a man, a son, a daughter. That which is perceived may be male, female, tall, short, green, yellow, red. But that which perceives is neither blue nor red, neither tall nor short, neither male nor female. So, important understanding about yourself, your true self. But when you believe yourself to be a woman, a man, a person, you have identified yourself with a machine, with a mechanism, with an instrument. You've identified yourself with a body-mind instrument. And this identification limits your horizon. And affects your sense of freedom and love and beauty, confines you to the impression of mortality. You're no longer this borderless awareness, and rather you have somehow adopted the belief that you're born and you're bound to die via your identification with the body. None of which is true. Although the body is mortal, you are not.